You're listening to SBS News.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is promising a better British Christmas than 2020. He's trying to reassure Britons as the country continues to face a shortage of fuel and goods, with fears supermarket shelves won't be stocked as usual in the run-up to Christmas.
On Christmas, let me tell you this, a very confident prediction that this Christmas will be considerably better than last Christmas. I'm just telling you, it's going to be much, much better. This country leads the world, actually, in logistics and supply chains. We are going to see a period in which the global economy, particularly the UK economy, because of the speed of our recovery, is sucking in demand very fast.
Many companies, including fast food chains KFC, McDonald's and Nando's, have reported shortages. Opposition parties are urging Mr. Johnson to recall the parliament to address labour shortages and disruptions to supply chains. Meanwhile, the London Marathon has gone ahead for the first time in more than 2 years due to the pandemic. Around 40,000 of the world's best runners lined up. London Marathon CEO Nick Bittle says protocols were in place to keep the event COVID safe.
So there's lots of steps that we've had to take in order to be able to deliver an event which is as safe as possible for both runners and spectators. Removing touch points, so you no longer bring your baggage to the start, you delivered it beforehand. We no longer hand you your medal, it's in a bag beforehand. Lots of different things.
But it's a different story in Russia, where there's been a record daily death toll. It's the fifth time in a week that deaths have hit a new high. Russia has Europe's highest death toll from the pandemic. Head of cemetery Oleg Kolpakov says the number of burials is more than 50% higher than in pre-pandemic times.
We used to bury 120 to 130 people per month. Now we bury more than 200. Young people, students, workers, strong men and people who went to work yesterday got burnt out in a week or two, and then we met them here and their relatives.
Russia's health workers say more young people are catching the virus. And over in Israel, demonstrators are protesting against vaccinations and COVID green pass certificates.
I came here today because this reminds me of dark times that the Jewish people have seen before. This is a stain on our country, on our society. I've represented Israel across the world. I've gone on college campuses. I fought for Israel, and I'm ashamed today of what Israel is doing.
Israel restricted its green pass to allow only those who have received a vaccine booster dose or who have recently recovered from coronavirus to enter indoor venues. Protester Sarah Felt isn't happy.
We are totally against any forced vaccinations or any forced medications, and we're totally against them doing anything to our children and our grandchildren that we don't agree with, and we have no idea what it is, and we hear terrible stories of the harm that it's caused people.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.